Nowadays, it's just not structured that way. Okay, now we'll see if the pause button works. 016. So we're up to the third shiur in Hilchos Chanukah. Maybe the fourth. Third, I think. Tof Reish Ayin Aleph. Seif Gimel. Ner Sheyesh Lo Shtei Fios. So, think of a cup of oil, and there's, so the Mishnah Berurah says the case is, on the bottom it's one, but on top it's two. It's, the wicks come out, you're lighting two separate wicks on top, but down there it's one, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it's one down there, he just says, in Sefkot Nyan Aleph, he says, Hainu Shap Silos Mi Bifnim, in the inside, munochim b'ner ze etzel ze, they're next to each other, then there's no separation between them. Rak roshei hapsilos shebolten luchutz, as it comes out, nechlokim l'shtei makomos, so they separate. The kamash malon, so what's the din of the mechaber? Olo b'shul shleim, it counts as two. We don't care that there's no separation, so to speak, in the lamata, as long as lamala there is. So the Mishnah Berurah says they're next to each other, and then they come out. And the Chiddush is Avol Bishem Mibitznim Einon Muvdolon Apsilos Kval Mi Mizeh. They're right next to each other. Mikolokom Kibin Shabamokom Anochosom Bepeh. When they're on top, where they're lit, Minkar Shem Shtayim. It's two. Nechshavos Kishtayim. I was wondering. I couldn't find anybody that talks about it. Why did the Mishnah Berurah could have said an even bigger Chiddush? I mean, you could have Mamish one twisted into one. And it splits off into two heads. So it's Mamish one. Mishnah Berurah says there's two, and they're right next to each other, and then they separate on top. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that would make a difference in halacha, and it wouldn't be good. I'm sure it would be good. So why didn't the Mishnah Berurah say that? Maybe, I don't know, you could have it twisted together, one, and then on top, it goes like that. Like a Y. What? So you think it's no good? Can't be used as two? I find that very hard to believe. I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Okay. Anyway, what does Olo Bishul Shnayim mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mashma mi loshen zeh, ta'afilu la'amahadrin ha'osin ner l'cholechod, kamken yo'ol zeh l'shnei b'nei odim. In other words, the Mechaber could have meant it helps for two, and you could use it the second night. And it's mashma ololo bishvil shanayim. The Mishnah Berurah takes to mean it helps for two people. Actually, the Mechaber never said. The Mechaber didn't bring down the Mahadrin. The Mechaber never said over the Mahadrin's way of lighting, where you light for two people. The Mechaber only said Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, and the Mechaber Shita was that it precludes the Mahadrin. So he never had such a case. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody in Sif Beis, the Mechaber never said about two people lighting. So it's not so clear what the Mishnah Berurah means. He must mean Bishvil Shnayim. He certainly means it helps for two people, not just the two nights, but for two people. Okay, but I mean, it could help for two people like the Mechaber too. Who says the two people have to be in the same household? They could be, you could have a guest that's not mishtatif with you, so he lights on his own, even according to the Mechaber. That's all. It's just funny that the words of the Mishnah Berurah probably would not be true according to the Mechaber. Doesn't paskin Mahadrin. So how could the Mechaber mean Mahadrin? He doesn't. The Mechaber never said that you could do the Mahadrin. Heretics, theoretically, you can do the Mahadrin. But the Mechaber never said so. Okay. Ayin Mogen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shadaitoi, the Lefimai, the Isalayel, the way the Ramah maneuvered things. If you remember, yesterday. The Ramah maneuvered things, the Ladidon. The Mezid Lucholai, the Nerech, the Cholachim, and Abayas. That you would light for the people in the household. But each one would be lighting in a different place. Sar Cholachad Lalik, Neiros, the Mokom, the Yuchud. So according to the way the Ramah ends up saying, that you have to have an extremely distinctive place for each person lighting. So this is not called a distinctive enough place. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over from the Mogen Avraham. That this Seif Gimel that says, Oiloi Bishul Shnayim, in such a case, where they're basically like in the same cup, however you imagine the case to be, they're in the same place, they're in the same cup of oil. They're just sticking up like on either end, let's say, of the rim. So Bishul Shnayim, so for two people. So the Mogen Avraham says, but if you hold like the Ramah's two people, where the Ramah ends up saying, okay, you can do two people, but make sure they're in very distinctive places. And we said yesterday, probably the Ramah wants the Chaparayim, everybody, that even the Rishonim that hold that the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin precludes the Mahadrin for that reason. Because you don't want to light according to the people, because then you won't know what night it is and you'll get all confused. But if everybody lights in a different place, everybody's molded, that's the ideal, that every single person in the household should light based on what night of Hanukkah it is. So the Mogen Avraham says, you know, this Mechaber might not be true, because maybe it's not in a distinctive enough place, this Ner Sheyesh Lo Shtei Pios. That's the Mogen Avraham. That's the shot in the Mogen Avraham that the Shmur is bringing down. Lo Yadliku Shnei Anoshim B'Ner Echot V'Afilu B'Layla Harishona, where there's b'chol no issue of what night it is, but it's like lo plug yesh lizor b'zeh, even the first night. So that's what the Mogen Avraham says. Even the first night where the Ramah should be irrelevant to lighten a distinctive place so that you can see what night it is. The first night, you know what night it is. It's the first night. You don't have to count the Neros. You can count them on the finger of one hand. You can count them on the finger of one finger.
That's right. If this has got two lights on it,
on the first night, the Ramah's problem doesn't exist. The Ramah wants to be Mishalev, the Mahadrin, with the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, even according to the Rishonim that hold, that the Mahadrin cannot mesh with the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, because there'll be a confusion of how many people on which night. So the Ramah says, just put everything in a different place and everybody will be happy. The first night, you don't have the problem. Also, the Rishonim should agree that the first night, according to the Tosfos, that the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, precludes the Mahadrin. Right? So, what about the first night? So that's what he's saying, lo plug. They also, Tosfos holds, you don't do it the first night too. You don't light two Neiros the first night, and everybody in the world's gonna know there's two people in the house. No one's gonna think it's the second night. Right? So, the Mogen Avraham, can you do that? You're learning Gemara Shabbos. You're learning places all that the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin can't do the Mahadrin, because you won't know if it's the fourth night and three people in the house, or the third night with four people in the house. Is it the sixth night with two people in the house, or the second night with six people in the house? That's Tosfos. What about the first night? You're learning the Gemara, and you know, hey, what about the first night? Is Tosfos moided at the first night, so that you could do Mahadrin? You can light three Neiros if there's three people in the house. Everybody knows the first night. No one's going to get confused. So that's why, there's a Mogen Avraham that says lo plug, that you can't do that. Tosfos holds, forget the Mahadrin. If you're in Mahadrin, I'm in a Mahadrin territory, forget Mahadrin. That's what the Mogen Avraham just said here. But the point of the Mogen Avraham regarding Siv Gimel is that for some reason he doesn't think that the Ner Sheyesh Lo Shtei Pios is a distinctive Mokom enough. Regarding that, which the Ramah said in Siv Beis, that the best way to do things, the most ideal way to do things, is everybody should light in a distinctive place, so you know how many Neiros they're lighting, and everybody's doing his own thing. So, for some reason, I don't know why, Mogen Avraham decided that Ner Sheyesh Lo Shtei Pios is not distinctive enough. It's not a different Mokom. It's the same Mokom. It's the same Kli. So that's what he says. So it wouldn't be true according to the Ramah. Oyleloi bishul shnayim. I will say, wait a second. Maybe it means the first night. Oyleloi bishul shnayim. So that's why he spoke out. No. Can't do it the first night either because of loy plug. Okay. So that's what the Mogen Avraham said. And the Mishnah Berurah accepts what he says, that this is not called a distinctive enough place. I don't think any of this is nogea, by the way, Rabbi Osai. This is my opinion. I don't think any of this is nogea with Chanukiyas, with menorahs. Because that automatically creates a distinctive place. It's you have your own thing. They're talking about, you took a cup and you put in a wick and you lit it with oil. There was no official menorah. Yeah, that's what I think. I don't think the whole thing was nogea the way we lied. It could be, so we'll see. Anyway, that's the Magen Avraham. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, that's your dafka ner sheish l'lakshin apios. He says a different chesman. He says, okay, but maybe Magen Avraham only said it with a ner that there's two, the wicks jut out like a V. But the menorah shalonu sheish l'an shmona pios, which have eight things. I don't know if he means mamash hanukiyah menorah, or he just means it's eight openings. So then mutla hadlik shnei bnei yodam zebekatzazeh, because you have six in the middle. Shrei roen shidliku shnayim. You see, it's two different people. But even like the moment I've gone, that in Lombus it would be called makom echad. You wouldn't fulfill the distinctive makomos that the Ramah wants you to have. But if you have one on one end and on the other end, and there's six in the middle. Obviously everyone knows that it's two people lighting the menorah. Okay. Shrei Yerayim, Shadiku Shnayim. Dem lo kenach yamazak aseide, echad eitzel chaveiro. Techeinu agen olam. Okay, he doesn't like my svara, obviously, that in a menorah there's b'chlal no problem. No. Oh, but he's using the same menorah. That's what he's saying. You could use the same menorah, one on one end and one on the other end. Even though that's certainly called a makom echad. It's a makom echad, but that you certainly... The Magen Avraham would allow one to light... What about two and two? For that matter, what about three and three? The Mishnah Berurah picked an extreme case, one and one. I would say three and three is also good, because his kasha is, why didn't you light kaseder? Why are there empty ones in the middle? So the chayah three and three have the same kasha. And the same teretz, it's two different people lighting. That would be a good eon. Someone will ask me, when Ruah said one and one, two and two also. What about three and three? Yeah, I guess so. I'd say yeah. Okay, you just saved money on menorahs now. Siv Dalet. The fourth, forget it. No, the fourth, it ain't going to work with the fourth. Dalid, Mile Ka'oro Shemen, he filled a bowl with oil, he kifop silos, and he put in wicks around, they're in a circle. Im Kafa Lelkli, for some reason, and I've never figured this out in 30 some odd years, if you put a Kli on it, then each flame is distinctive. Now, does he mean you put a Kli on each flame? Then certainly each flame is distinctive. Then certainly each Kli is distinctive. But I don't know. In Kofal El Kli, it doesn't sound like it means that. For whatever reason, that's not the point. The main point is, if you maneuvered to make each flame distinctive and separate from the other flame next to it, that's fine, great, cool. The problem is, if you have a certain... He's talking about... The halacha we're about to learn is that you shouldn't have the flames in a circle. But he's not talking about a menorah where each one has its own house that it comes up in. He's talking about, you took a bowl, put in oil, put wicks in a circle. That's no good, because the flame ends up looking like one big bonfire. If you have it in a row, so you have, it remains distinctive. When you have it in a circle, it looks like you made a fire. So that's what he's saying. You put it in a bowl and you made a round circle of wicks. So im kofa aleho kli. If you put a kli on top of it, which for some reason keeps, I don't know, maybe he means on each one. You keep the wicks distinctive each from the other, so then it's not a problem. But if you don't, and you just have a bowl with wicks around the bowl, and it looks like you made like a bonfire. It looks like you made a fire. So then it doesn't even help for one. Even if it's the first night, it's no good. Ner Chanukah is not a bonfire. It's a candle. Lo kofo le'akli afilu l'nerechad ene olo l'fishehu k'medura. You made a torch. You made a fire. You didn't make a ner, a flame, a light. You didn't make a light. You made a fire. Okay. So it can come up a shaila. You know, Ner Chanukah needs... This is not... This is a little off the subject, but I'll give you an example. Let's say you take a log. So you take a log and you stick it into the ground and you light it. Is it a good Chanukah? It's a Ner Chanukah? Why not? What? It's going to burn a half hour. It's probably no good. Probably. You need the system of Ner Chanukah, probably. Probably. It's not 100% sure. But the poskim say it. And you need a wick with a fuel source. Just to put something on fire is not Ner Chanukah. Ner is a wick with a source of fuel that's going up through the wick, and the flame is... That's the lumdus of a Ner. Just to take a piece of stick and to stick it in the ground, you know? And you light it, and it's going to burn a half hour. No, but you wouldn't be Yotze. That's probably that's one of the problems with an electric menorah. One of the problems. There are many problems. That's one of them. But also, some people say that the pekak tzaf that's coated with wax is a problem, because for the first minute it's burning off the wax. So you just have wax burning. You don't have what I just described, a wick with fuel source being drawn up through the wick, and that's what the fire is burning up, that fuel source. You just have the wax burning off. So it's like putting a log on fire. So for the first minute, you've made a bracha over the burning of the wax. So that's not there. So some say there's a problem. I'm not 100% sure what the teretz is. The teretz, you have to say, is, the Olam uses it. You have to say, the poskim say, that since it's just part of the way this ner is structured, so you discount that. And that's just the way the ner works. So it's all part of this ner, and eventually it burns off, and then it uses the fuel source. It's no good. But I don't know, maybe you shouldn't talk until the wax burns off. It takes around 30 to 45 seconds for the wax to burn off and the flame to start eating at the oil that was drawn up. Others recommend, Rav Shlomo Zalman has brought down, and this is what I do, he recommends if you have that pekak tzaf with the wax, you should dip it in oil. You should dip it in oil, make it very early, a little earlier in the day, and sop it with oil so that the bracha will be made over the flame having a fuel source rather than just burning off the wax. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. People, I'm not saying you have to, I don't know, you know. You want to look, you'll certainly look from, like your kid will do a good shidduch if they catch you doing that. Look out, this guy is like, wow, it'll be real from.
Why is the wax less of a fuel source than the oil?
Because oil and a wick is a fuel. Because the wick is absorbed. Now, you're right. If the oil wouldn't be absorbed in the wick, the wax is not absorbed in the wick. The wax is a coating. Because the assumption is that the oil gets absorbed. What does it mean, a wick? The lumdus of an air is that there's a wick that's absorbed the oil. That's what I'm calling the fuel source. And the flame, and the fuel source is drawn up through the wick, and the flame is eating away at that fuel source that keeps getting drawn up through the wick. So even if you soak a wick in oil, but it's absorbed into the wick, and then it works like a normal flame, wick, fuel source. But the wax is not absorbed in the wick. The wax is just a coating. So you put it on fire and it burns up. So it's the equivalent of just taking a stick of wood. If you think about it, it's right. You took a stick of wood and you put it, and it burned for half hour. That's no good. That's not good. That's not a nair. A nair means wick, oil, fuel source, drawn up through the wick. Yes. I don't know how we got into this. Not the subject of the... Because we learned Kemedura. It has to be a fire. It has to be a nair, not a fire. So I figured I would speak this out also. Okay, so don't do it. Don't do it. I thought I explained how, but if you don't like the explanation, don't do it. Don't use pekatsav. They usually don't center the hole anyway good. And it ends up tipping over after 10 minutes. Nekach tos. I'm telling you, so like, why can't they get a machine to center the hole? Yeah.
Use candles and not oil. Why is it not the same as oil? It, candles just burning the wax.
Oh, because it's not. Look at a candle the next time it burns, and you'll see that the wax is melting and is being drawn up through the wick. Take a look, you'll see. Okay. Maybe it's not mukhrach, this whole problem. Someone will say that even if you light a log and it burns for a half hour, it's good for Ner Chanukah because the flame is burning up fuel. It's just not set up in a wick system. I don't know. Pashtus, it's no good, and it's not a Ner. A Ner is a very specific way of burning. Very specific. Okay. So why did I think of it here? Because it says Lishu Kimadura. Not everything that burns a Hanukkah light maketh. So it's a Madura. So the problem is, what the Mechaber is poskening is you can't have your wicks around in a circle. But he's talking about the wicks are not distinctive. They're not in their own unit, like our menorahs. Most poskim say, if you have a Chanukiah, a menorah, that it happens to have round, is round, that's fine. Because each one is in its own little house, and like it has mechitzos, each one has some sort of mechitza. So once it's distinctive and separate from the other one, that's for sure good, even in a round menorah. There might be people out there who wouldn't buy a round menorah because it is halacha. I'm not saying they're wrong, but if you see them selling a round menorah, don't barge into the store and take it and throw it away, accusing the guy of being Marshal Klal Yisrael. Or at least don't do it when there's people around. Hagah, lechein, don't put up signs about the store without checking first. Hagah, lechein yesh lizoher, lahaber haneiros b'shura b'shaveh. When you have your neiros, make them in a line. Below the eagle, don't make them in a circle. Ha'avi kimadura. Okay. Kind of a lamp. It probably was round, but it was a lot of space between the neiros. A lot of space. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah how much space. The Zaruk shows the neiros are filled with shava with wax candles. Don't clamp two together like you have by Havdalah, you know. Davi Kimadura, don't do it. Once you have that thickish type of candle, then you have a prior to Madura. It's like a torch. It's no longer like a candle. Then the Ramah says a very strange thing, which the Bir Halacha struggles to explain. Afilu b'neiros shel Shabbos v'yomtiv yizaru shlo lasos came, not to make like that thickish type of candle. And it's not clear why not. And Adarab, it's very beautiful and it's nice. And it's a hiddur mitzvah. So the Bir Halacha tries to understand this Ramah. Why in the world not? So we'll see. I think we'll see. We'll see, we'll see. Maybe we'll see. We'll see if we'll see. Sifyud Gimel. Shalyadeza Amos Chabrin Kalapsilas Yachad. If you put this kli on it. Vedavka kshekofa vachakach hidlik. Avalim hidlik vachakach kofa. Tzarech lechabos olechazos bekli velachzor lehadlik. When you light the menorah, it has to be functioning and well. So if you light it in a way that's no good and then you fix it up, that's no good. Hadlaka is a mitzvah and you have to have it functioning properly when you light it. Many have a problem, many ask a question. You know, the boxes that we have, you light it with the door open, but then you gotta close the door. So you're lighting it in a way that's no good. because the wind will come. Then you close the door. So why don't you have the problem that the Mishnah Berurah just spoke out? That when you're lighting it, it has to be good. So they answer that some hold it's a problem, and they try to maneuver to light when the door is closed. You know, they close most of the way, they stick the candle in. They sell these candles, what's it called? Firelight candles, these long things. So they try to buy those and you stick them in. And some say that since that's the way the whole thing's structured and you're doing it immediately, so that's all, it's fine. Shlomo Zalman said it's fine, and others say it's fine. But the Yisod is based on this Mishnah Berurah we just learned. That it has to be the right way at the time you light it, which is based on the halacha that we're yet going to learn, called hadlaka is a mitzvah, not hanocha. When you light it, it has to be functioning properly. It can't be puzzled and you're going to fix it up afterwards. Levishu kemedura, it's like a bonfire. Shemes chabros kol alav yachad, it all meshes together. B'shura b'shoda, hainus alasos echad nichlas v'ne yoytze gamkin ene kedai. Shemes love the yasos beagle, you should have it in a straight line. It shouldn't be like that, because you might end up making it in a circle. But again, the way we have our menorah structure, where every wick sits in its own house, most poskim hold you don't have a problem with any of this kind of stuff. Davi kimadura v'myesh hetzik mechitza beiner l'ner ukurochav etzba beineihem, like an etzba this thick between the neiros. Certainly the way we have it with its own house, it's not even like a mechitza between them. Each one has its own little, surrounded by walls usually, so it's totally separate, it's fine. Again, the daska bekara only in the mechaber's case of a plate change from hasn't been there and there. The pamuta shel mechoshes rasuim konim konim. That's what we have really. Yaitzen svivos beigel, like a candelabra, and the neiros happen to be going in a circle. But each one has its own mechitza. The mechitza is called konim alzik benelu mechaber. So that's fine. Me'achas and kol neir mudal habi mashma loshem dadat harte beina. It's mashma from the remor. Really, you need two things. You need space and mechitzas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "I know you're not going to do the Kodesh Mechaberu. Someday you're going to do the Mechitza B'fnei Atzmo. You need space and Mechitzas. We don't have. It's enough to have just Mechitzas. Vayim Beliyahu Rabbi Shkot V'Dalei Baruch of Etzba. It's enough space and Etzba. What did Shem Dabkin Eir Shabbat B'Koysel? Here she Meruv V'Chacham Mechaberu Kaponim Kshir Etzba. Let's say you decide you have a Chanukah Menorah by just putting nails on the wall and lining them. You don't need a menorah. You could have neiros one next to each other. But make sure they're a rochav etzba away. Even though mikra adin, you don't need a rochav etzba away if they're in a straight line. But you be machmir, always make them a rochav etzba away. Then you're safe even if they're in a circle. Koshkin, 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 the way we have our menorahs. Shein l'davkon b'yachadut v'adlikon, not to make a madura, a torch, which means taking two neiros and twisting them together. Afilu lahadbik shnayim biyachad osur. Even two together is no good. Koshkin arbal chamisha. Devadei nira kimedura. Afilu b'neiro shol shabbos v'shol. Yontav ayin b'bir alocha. This is a very puzzling statement. Why can't you do it b'neiro shabbos and yontav? That'll be your homework. Learn the bir alocha. You're having a test on it first thing tomorrow.